right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for The Commuter. It's directed by John Colette Serra. The story is by Brian Wierlinger and Philip DeBlasi. It stars Liam Neeson, Vera Farmiga, and Patrick Wilson. And the synopsis is, a businessman is caught up in the criminal conspiracy during his daily commute home. So the movie just starts off with some family scenes. It's Liam Neeson in New York, or outside of New York City. There's a long intro where he just gets on the train, he rides to work, and he rides back home, and he rides to work and rides back home. And he's a life insurance consultant, and it happens that he's laid off. He also has financial problems at home because his son is about to go to college. He and his wife have a second mortgage out in the home. He's a little upset. He goes to drink with a friend who is a detective. And from that point, he feels like he's being watched. So after the drink with his friend, he goes on the train to go home. He's trying to decide how he's going to tell his wife about being laid off. And he's pickpocketed. So they take his wallet and his phone. As he sits down on the train, a woman sits down next to him, proposes some idea about, I want you to find someone that's on this train because you ride this train every day. That if he does this, he'll get $100,000. So that's kind of where we'll stop. And I will say that this premise is completely silly from top to bottom. This is the fourth collaboration between John Colette Serra and Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson was in Unknown, where he lost his memory and he had to find his wife nonstop, where he was a drunken air marshal and someone on the plane attempted to frame him. Run All Night, which was actually pretty good, where Liam Neeson was a mobster and his son kind of got mixed up in the wrong dealings. And this movie. And the sad part about this, John Colette Serra had done one of the greatest movies, I feel, is The Shallows. And how do you come back after The Shallows and do this BS? I have already seen this movie once before when it was called Nonstop. This movie also reminds me of several other movies. It reminds me of Pelham 123 and Unstoppable, which both had Denzel Washington in it, and Source Code. So the whole impetus for this movie is BS, and how they resolve it is even stupider. So it's a whole grand conspiracy that just happened to have Liam Neeson because he really just needed money. So the ending is just too convenient. There's a lot of accents that are New York accents or supposed to be New York accents in this. And they are completely terrible because they are so cookie cut. If this was a cartoon New York accent, that's how everyone in this movie is speaking. And again, this movie is stupid. And for that, it gets a 1.5. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.